is a Bramble Jam podcast.
You good?
Hi, I'm Bran. I'm loving When Calls the Heart.
Hey, it's Panda. You know what? I'm liking When Calls the Heart.
I'm Dan. You know what? I am despising When Calls the Heart. And this is the
Deck the Hallmark podcast.
Hello, everybody.
How are you?
It's great to be here today on a Thursday.
Thursday.
And how about that Bethany Joy Lenz interview yesterday?
Something else.
So good.
Remember when we tried to get her to talk about white collar crime?
Yeah.
And she wouldn't do it?
It's unfortunate.
It was a fun time.
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta...
You gotta give it a
you
shot,
You gotta though. Ask.
True story.
Huh.
You haven't listened yet.
I have not.
You'll get there.
I'm excited to.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Panda.
Yeah.
Top three pinochles. Go.
Pinochles? Randy.
Yeah.
Sally.
Yeah.
Larry.
Larry Pinochle's underrated. I know you listed him third, but he's probably one for me.
A lot of people put James at that three spot. I think you nailed it right on the head, pal.
No.
We're talking about When Calls the Heart today. What?
Nailed it right on the head.
Yeah. Nail it right on that head.
You hit the nail on the head.
No.
You nailed it right on
you
that
got
head.
It right. That's Carmen parlance.
You nailed it right on the head, pal.
No, it's my bad.
Hey, When Calls the Heart, man. We're at it right now. Season 1, episode 6.
Already?
Very excited about it. Cannot wait to break this thing down. But for the people out there that are maybe like, I want more. You guys are 5 days a week, but it's not
enough still.
Nearly enough for me. What advice would you give them aside from like, check yourself?
Yeah. Maybe check and just take a deep breath or join Bramble Jam Plus.
Yeah. Oh!
You're going to find bonus eps. You're going to find ad-free podcasting. You're going to find a fun friend Facebook group. And if you're at the high tier, you're going to find Lunch with the Boys.
Ooh, I love Lunch with the Boys.
I mean, come on. Life
We're
doesn't
great
get any better.
To have lunch with.
I mean, who is
We've had lunch together multiple times, and every single time I finish eating lunch, this
joy.
Is great. Yeah, it's a joy.
It's a joy.
I would pay money to
it all, that we had that one lunch last month, and I was like,
we should
you know
do
what?
This more often.
We should stream this for other people to enjoy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're going to do. Zoom call, lunch on, a luncheon.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your own lunch, though. We're not going to
provide
lunch.
Yeah,
we're not going to provide
sure.
lunch because that'd be hard. I haven't quite figured out that tech.
Yeah.
In our lifetime, will we be able to reach into a screen and bring out something?
Yeah, next year.
Next year?
Are you talking about like the Willy Wonka thing?
Yeah.
They transfer
like
the
if we
bar?
Were on Zoom and we had pizza and like you could go and...
I bet Facebook's working on it.
I bet Facebook is.
I trust him.
Yeah, I trust him inherently. We're talking about When Calls the Heart, Season 1, Episode 6, These Games. And I'm not going to play any games, boys, because we're talking about these games.
It's called These Games?
These Games.
Mm. That's how I'm doing these games.
It originally aired on February 15th, 2014. Man, we are just so... I don't know.
So close to the 7-year anniversary.
It's so weird. It's so wrong. And it went a little something like this. Billy and Elizabeth Thatcher, they're hanging out in the woods again, up to no good. Billy is apparently a big fan of the woods because it's where he just keeps bringing her. But Jack's not having it. Jack sees him out in the woods and he's like, this is no good. You guys remember last week the whole Mary and DeWitt storyline and how DeWitt was into Mary and Mary was into DeWitt, but the kid wasn't into DeWitt.
Classic DeWitt situation.
Yeah, that's still continuing. And also, remember the pregnancy from last episode?
Boy, do
Carla.
I.
That's still happening in this episode. So think about last episode. And then it's also this episode.
Are all those things going to wrap up this episode?
I think they might. So this is an exciting week because it's time for the minor games. The minors games.
So
yes.
Little kids playing games?
No. Some of the games are kids. Some of the games are minors.
Interesting.
Like that mine.
Some are kids,
really?
Some are minors.
Some, but they're all minors.
Okay.
Wait, the kids are minors?
They're minor kids. They're like minors.
They're in the mines.
They're underage.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh.
Thank goodness.
So there's this games going on, and we're all really excited about that. There's also a string of robberies that have been going on. Mm-hmm. So now everyone's up, caught up. What's going on? Let's conclude everything. Are you ready? At the games, there's a cake buying event. Yeah. Where
auction.
Auction. That's what I'm trying to say. So
the cake buying event.
Cake buying event. So up first,
like a sale.
Up first, a cake sells for 75 cents, and that's
85 cents,
yeah. And that's hot goings.
Hot buttons, man.
Hot buttons. Yeah. Next up is Elizabeth's cake, which looks like turd, and Billy and Jack getting what a heck of a buying competition. They're going up. They're going hard. It's going fast. And Jack gets to the point where he's looking at all of the money that he has. And he's like, $2.75 for the cake. And Billy's like, $3. Cool. So he buys the cake for $3. Jack and Billy get pulled out of the auction by Elizabeth. And she's like, what are you guys doing? You embarrassed me in there. Everyone knows my cake looks like a turd. And you guys are betting on it like it's not a turd. It is a turd. You guys are turds. Figure it out amongst yourselves. And so they both feel bad. Jack's trying to be nice because Elizabeth's mad at him for being mad at her for liking Billy. So he's trying this nice approach and it's just not quite working. Luckily, we get a really fun tug of war scene where they play tug of war against each other, and guess who wins? Billy wins again, y'all. Billy wins again, y'all. Mm-hmm. So DeWitt keeps finding the kid in the woods as well. It's like, hey, can we go fishing? He's trying to get the kid to like him by being nice as well. Sweet like honey, words of wisdom from Abigail.
Love it.
So he's being nice. He's like, hey, I want to go fishing too. I love fishing. Oh, hey, you want to do the egg toss competition? I'm not your dad, but we can play if you want to. And time again, Caleb's not having it. He's like, you're not my dad. So.
Which is true.
That's true. So Jack has come up with a plan to catch Billy in the act of thievery. He says, wear this wear this brooch out to the games. The thief will see it, then come a findin' and come a stealin'.
Come a findin'.
So that night, Jack's hiding out somewhere, sees someone trying to steal the brooch, tackles him. He's like, I got you, Billy. I got you, Billy. And that causes everybody in the town to be like, uh-oh, there's a muck going on outside. So they go, they see what's going on, and guess what? It's not Billy. Now, the man is very flattered that someone would think that he is as hunkish as Billy, but it's not Billy. Then the next day, Elizabeth is having a conversation with Billy, and Billy says, you know, he mentions her two sisters. And Elizabeth is like, I didn't tell you that. Now, Billy says, oh, I'm sure you did. And then he does this weird excuse like, or maybe you didn't and I just assumed you did based off of your life.
How smart you are.
Billy. And so she like takes him aside and like she's like, oh, I'm going to play a game with Billy. I'm going to tell him that I have no money. I'm going to tell him that I want to go teach in the wilderness with the wilderness kids. And Billy's like, okay, this sounds great. But does it sound great? No, it doesn't. Billy is going to try to escape on a horse that's not his. And Jack is like, no, you're not. Pulls him off the horse. Gets him, tricks him to admit that he was only in it for the money. And by in it, I mean a relationship with Elizabeth. Elizabeth is like, oh my gosh, I can't believe Jack was right. He's never going to let me live this down. Caleb finally comes around and is like, oh, I guess you're nice. Let's go eat dinner together. And the babies come. There's two of them. That's exciting news, huh? Yeah, that's exactly right. Everybody's loving it. Everyone loves twins. And that, my friends, was
When Calls the Heart.
These games.
That's exactly right. Guys, you ready to
wake up? The tug of war on my heart.
Andrew Walker. stash on his face. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back here on Deck the Hallmark. Yes.
Mount the horse, head for home.
Hey, we're talking about these games. episode 6 of season 1 here of When Calls the Heart. I am thinking that we should start with the hot take where we share how we felt about this episode.
I like that.
I think that's a good groundwork, I believe, for where we're going to go from here. Panda, what do you think of these games?
Love these games. Guys, I'll tell you, When Calls the Heart, last week's episode I did not think was very good. But I get the appeal of When Calls the Heart, and I'm here for it. I really like it. It's easy watching. You get quick resolution to these stories. You don't have to wait real long. It's safe. It's man, I'm starting to get into a rhythm with these shows, and it gives me just enough action feels once an episode where you're like, yeah, when it happens. And yeah,
how are you like again?
Yeah. I love it. And I'm the characters. I'm starting to, you know, it's starting to grow on me. I'm cheering for, you know, the different, the little boy, Charlie, was that his name? Who's the little boy?
Yeah, Charlie.
Caleb.
Close. And Mr. Graves or whatever.
DeWitt.
Yeah. I'm starting to like these characters. I'm starting to really dig in. I'm completely here for Elizabeth and Jack. So I thought that Andrew Walker, that he's not the thief, is a fun plot point, but he is somebody who's trying to get the money. I thought that's a nice little, you know, twist there. So guys, I'm here for it. I liked this episode way more than last week. Feeling good about the trajectory of When Calls the Heart.
Every once in a while, when I'm watching a Hallmark movie, I get really excited about something, I stand up.
You stand up off the couch. That's right.
And I cheer. And it only took 6 episodes, guys. But it happened this episode. When Jack pulls Billy off the horse.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh, heck yeah. It was awesome. Loved it. Loved this episode. I'm here for it. Guys, just get over yourself.
Yeah.
Get past it. Get in it. Because when you're in it, you're loving it. And moments like Jack pulling Billy off the horse, they don't come across every day. And when they do, they're magical. It was an amazing moment of television, an amazing moment for history, and an amazing moment for Bran.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead, pal.
A better moment? Him taking down the guy a couple weeks ago?
Or the birth of your child?
Okay, that listen.
No, or Billy. The Billy one, I just didn't see it coming. It was
you didn't see him trying to. Yeah,
I didn't. I thought he was gonna get trampled. He the horse coming straight at him, and he just jumps and pulls him down. It was amazing.
Jack's been getting some real good action scenes because he also beats up that big fella.
Yeah,
big fella.
Yeah, yeah. This I did like that. I liked that moment. Was a good scene. But this one was amazing. Yeah, and then the birth of my child, Dan. Yeah.
God, this is really bad. Like, the show's not getting any better. I'm sorry, like, leave it to Hallmark to create a television show where they can't make an 83-minute movie because the show length is only 40-some minutes an episode. So they make 83-minute movies and they just put them out 2 weeks at a time. That's all they're doing here. Like, every storyline is a 2-episode arc, and it's just... I just, man, it's
you
tough to
like
watch.
You should like that, though, because you want to watch the movie split up. So this would be, this is
just... the first movie I watched split up. Now I want to rip it off like a Band-Aid. I mean, it's going to be hard to kind of differentiate after a while. They all kind of fall in the same ballpark of just like, no one's trying to do anything of any importance of consequence or any character development. It's just
survival's
like,
apparently not important to Dan.
Yeah, clearly not. It's a... It's like in CSI where you would watch, when I was a kid, like watch years and years of CSI and like you'd finally learn that like Gil Grissom likes bugs and it would be like 28 episodes in and you're like, I learned something about Gil Grissom. Sarah Seidel's an alcoholic, season 3. And it's like, that's what this is. It's like a fleeting glance or moment between Jack and Elizabeth. And it just is like, why are we doing this over and over again with such boring characters.
But just drop the Madman act and admit that those eyes, when they give each other eyes.
No, I don't have to drop any act. If they were to commit on making a show about Jack and Elizabeth, they could make something worth something.
They got magic. I'm not saying they got magic.
But instead, it's these dumb, like 2-week arcs that it's brutal. It's tough to watch.
This is the best of the two-week arcs, though, right?
No.
Billy?
No.
Because
last week was so terrible.
The whale, and the fire.
But that should have been a full season arc. They don't matter, is my thing. They just move on. It's like, okay, great. Nothing matters.
Give me Billy over the whale oil any day. That's what I said.
He's like Andrew Walker. Walker is so unsuited for this role, it's ridiculous. Like, he can't play a bad guy. At one point, he says the word geology like he just learned it. Like, he was like... geology. Like, what are you doing right now? He's not shifty. Andrew Walker's the leading man. That's who he is. It's just weird.
I loved him.
Oh, no.
Andrew, I love you, pal. It's time for all the feels. It's part of the show. We talk about what in this episode of When Calls the Heart gave us those feels. Panda?
I love auctions where the two love interests are bidding for it.
I love that.
I love that. In Gilmore Girls, it doesn't matter what. I've seen Gilmore Girls, I don't know how many times. I will always put down whatever book I'm reading, whatever music I'm listening to while my wife watches the show again. If my child is crying, I will leave my child so I can watch that scene. I love it. Like, it's awesome. I'm joking about that last part. Just
in case, full disclosure. Your kid's going to listen to this down the line somewhere.
Full disclosure.
And thinks you're serious. 800 episodes in to Deck the Hallmark.
She loves what I do. Big fan. So what I'll tell you is that scene got me pumped.
Yeah.
Pumped.
The auction scene with the cake where they're just fighting a bit.
Yeah, it is because it's high stakes.
It's not high stakes.
No, it is. It's the definition. No. It's the definition of high stakes. Your manhood is on the line. Your relationship is on the line.
So Billy Hamilton won the auction. So he won the manhood and relationship competition?
In that moment.
But it didn't matter long term.
That was only because
Jack felt like a fool in that moment.
Yeah,
he did bad.
Billy made Jack look like a fool.
Yep.
Because now everyone knows his limit. He only has $275 to his name.
You think he was giving his life savings?
Yes.
That sure is what he made it look like.
He had that amount on him.
You always take all.
You don't carry your life savings everywhere you go.
Absolutely.
At an auction you do. Case you want to go really big.
If you go big.
If you want to go whole hog, you just go, I got it all on me.
Dude, I hate losing at auctions. One of the most humiliating things you can do is lose at an auction.
I went to an auction.
Every auction loves to have you attend.
No, they love to. This is. I've been to one auction, and here's what happened.
Oh no!
I really just wanted to get involved. I was very passionate, but there were a bunch of big old ticket items that I didn't care about. So finally, it was a like Ducks Unlimited beer, like a big cup,
Big Stein.
It was a big Stein, and I was like, "This is the one." And I,
you're a big beer drinker.
Sure. So I am going for it. It's me and another guy, and it's going up. And it's getting, you know, it never went into triple digits, but I get close. And I was committed, and I got it, and I yell out, I won. And my wife is like, you didn't win. You spent a lot of money. We lost.
How much was it for the
beer? It was, I think, like $80 or something. We haven't been back.
Was she listening out there?
I won! And she's like, no, you just spent more money than him.
Was she mad at you?
No.
Fundraisers who are trying to raise money, you want these two at your auction right away.
Yeah.
Me and Panda get in a bidding competition for a cake.
You can hire me to bid against them just to make sure it gets spiked high enough, and I will know exactly when to bow out, I can promise you.
All right, let's practice right now.
What do we bid? What are we bidding on this football right here?
Okay,
this football. I'll start it at $1.
$5.
$5. Wow! Right off the bat, $5 going once.
That's $6.
$6 says Panda. Six. I see six once, six twice. There you go. You bought this thing for $6.
Worth it.
It is worth maybe 50 cents. It's paper.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, it's got you at $5. You went $6.
Yeah, but listen, who's the real man here?
That's what you spent.
But it is good stuff. Plum on Main, excellent stuff.
They have made it look wonderful, but it doesn't cost a lot of money.
But you can buy these things at the Plum on Main
Street. Can you really?
I don't know about the football thing. Yeah, some football. Of the football stuff might have been just for the our occasion.
We did what? We did a football thing?
It's hard to say. It's hard to say.
Interesting.
Uncertain.
It's uncertain. Hey, here's a question for you.
Still unwritten.
Did you have feels? Is it my feels?
Yeah, I had the auction feels.
I loved the auction scene. I mean, I don't think it's a secret. My feel is Jack just freaking like, oh, you might have $3, but I've got two hands, boy. And yanks him off that horse. It was awesome. I stood up. I cheered. It was amazing. Jack, my guy.
Dude, you recounting that scene for me got me pumped again.
Right?
I love that scene.
It was the poetry that I did there, huh? You might have $3, but I got two hands.
And then when you said it, I was like,
I didn't even write that down. Oh,
that's so good.
Life is poetry.
I could not keep wondering in that scene. He's trying to escape. He's on a horse. Everyone else is standing there. Why he wouldn't just...
Well, because I
ride
think
the other way.
And
any other way, but right at the person that jumped on.
Well, maybe
on.
It's so there's one way out of town, but also, two, if I'm Andy, I mean, if I'm Billy, I...
what about Andy, though?
If I'm Billy, I'm like, okay, bah! And I'm like...
You're going to try to kill him?
I'm like, yeah.
You're going to try to trample him on the way out of town?
No doubt.
He's not a murderer.
We don't know that. Barely know anything
Let's
about
add
him.
Add murderer to the list.
We barely know anything about him. We barely know anything
he
about
him. He used to work for Elizabeth's dad.
Yeah.
And then he got caught stealing and lost his job. And then he somehow infiltrated a group of miners coming to Coal Valley. And now he's here.
Yes.
Fun fact, stealing gateway drug to murder.
Is it?
Well, no, here's the thing.
A lot of times.
Billy.
Really?
Sometimes.
It's Billy killed someone to get that spot.
Billy
he took someone's identity.
Someone and he took someone's identity. Now we're talking. But he kept his name, Billy Hamilton, kept so they could name. Recognize him.
That's exactly right.
So he didn't really take their identity.
He did in a sense. He took their social, but said, hey, I'm changing my name.
Debit card, too.
Yo, that's the big one, 1910. Yeah.
That's how we got the three down.
I don't have any
bones.
Feels. I don't have any. I'm sorry.
You're a monster.
What are you going to do?
You're a monster in rags.
Yeah.
You're a monster in rags.
In rags?
You look good. That was mean. I'm sorry. You're a monster in some good shirts. We're going to be back in just a second, guys. We're going to take a quick break here on Deck the Hallmark. You know what I thought about it? It wasn't harsh enough. You're a monster in rags. I stand by it.
Thank you. Panda? Yeah, no, definitely.
It's time for the Wait What? It's the part of the show where we wonder what could have been. Nope. It's the part of the show where we talk about what in this episode of When Calls the Heart made us go, wait, what? But also what the hallmarks can work their way in
sure.
to this segment.
Because we don't have that.
Because we don't have that. So just do whatever you want, really, at this point.
Sure. I understand.
You got carte blanche.
Dude,
total
cart
is here?
Oh. Man, it's crazy.
Buckle it up.
I'm not ready.
You shouldn't be. So, knock, knock. No, we're not doing jokes.
Who's there?
I didn't have anything.
Dad, God, don't start it if
but
you can't finish.
You don't know.
You don't know. That's
crazy. I could have had one. I could have had a joke. Only thing.
That was a good one.
Is that Cart?
Yeah.
Wow. It's not who I thought. What I thought he'd sound like
sure
at all.
Sure do love Cart.
Cart's wild.
Cart is wild.
Love Cart.
Ace is flush.
Ace is flush.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's cart for you.
Why
was everyone mad at him for catching the bad guy? That was the only thing. I mean, he gets caught, and okay, it doesn't turn out to be Billy, but like they're all ticked at him.
Everyone's ticked at Jack.
Jack caught the bad guy.
But it's not Billy. Why? Why? How dare you? How dare you assume? And how dare you not catch Billy? It didn't make any sense.
One of the B characters whose name I forget is skinning a carrot and it looks like rubber. I mean, that thing is bendy.
They have skint the heck out of that carrot.
That's Maori.
Maori.
It's not Mary, though.
It's Maori.
I don't think.
Is it Maori? Might be Maori.
Could be. Maori.
Maori. That's all I got. I got a couple things, if you guys don't mind. So Jack's going around town telling everybody it's time to lock the doors. There's been another robbery. So one robbery.
Keep doors open.
Good to go. It could have been a one-time tricker.
It was
an April Fool's situation. Wear your pearls.
Hot toddy.
But two times, lock those doors.
Amen.
Does spitting on your hands actually help tug of war?
I mean,
does spitting on the hand, like, what is the, what does that do for the twine of the rope?
I don't know. Maybe it really binds it. What is binding?
Because everyone was doing it. Yeah. All the fellas were like, all right, it's spitting time, boys. And it's,
that's something you see a lot in the old days.
Yeah, but what does it do?
I don't know.
I've clearly not been in enough
1910 tug of war competitions. Yeah, exactly right.
They're having a wonderful moment, Billy and Elizabeth, and he has just, proposed in a sense. He's like, I've never saw myself as a marrying type. I like you. I'm down. I'll go wherever you want to go. This is great. And so then she does a thing where she invites him in for tea. And he's like, I'm going to be a gentleman.
Going to be a gentleman.
And say, yep. I'll bid you adieu.
That's right.
Can gentlemen not drink tea? Like, what was that about?
Especially since it's not just with her. It's not like she's lives alone as inviting him in for tea, wink, wink. It is Abigail. Lori Loughlin has a pot of tea brewing. Would you like to join us for some tea? And he's like, no, I'm going to be a gentleman. What does that even mean?
Maybe because it's not his residence or her residence, but he felt like he would be imposing upon Abigail and it's not gentlemanly.
But he says for the first time today, I'm going to be a gentleman.
Yeah, no, I don't understand it. I'm just offering suggestions. Yeah.
I'll say this much, though. It's not the first time I've had tea on Lori Loughlin's watch. Last thing, Billy.
He didn't want to interrupt. She had a couple of university representatives in there.
And I hear she's up to through
them. That's who the tea was for. She's got a couple recruiters over.
Is that a rowing machine? What is that?
Somebody's got Photoshop. I don't understand.
Yeah. Lori, well, come on back. I think it's time. Yep. I think we're ready.
Come on the show, Lori. Welcome here.
I'd love for Lori to come, and I would love for Lori to come back to Hallmark. Guys, like, big freaking whoop. Like, she got her kid into college.
Rich people gonna rich.
Who cares? I like her movies. I'm ready for it. Let's do this thing. There's enough to go around, right?
I'm sure she could bribe someone if there wasn't.
okay. Be nice.
Where'd Billy get the $3?
Stealing. Well, to be fair, when he comes into town, the first day he's there and the guy wants to drink during the day, he says, no, but I'll buy around for everybody at night. So, like, he's been throwing around money since he walked into Coal Valley.
Do you? I do think there's something to be said of he robbed somebody before coming into town.
Yeah, he's a swindler.
Yeah, for sure.
This isn't his first manipulation for money. Just isn't.
Yeah. That's all that I got.
That's all you got. I just want to get this straight. The guy who's actually stealing everything. He tries to steal homegirl's brooch, which he sees at the auction. I'm buying that. How does he know she's going to put it on her windowsill?
It was a trap.
Okay, the trap only works if he knows it's there. At what point did homeboy just go around looking in windows to make sure that it was there? Like, in my head, if you're going to steal something, you go when they're not home, and you rummage through and you find it. This guy knows that right inside the window is the brooch. How does he know that?
He did a quick peek squeak beforehand. A peek and then squeak? He went got his crowbar.
He went and he did a peek squeak.
Can I see it? Oh, dope. It's right by the window. Let me go grab my crow.
He did that and no one was watching him do that.
It's hard to say.
Because if somebody's watching him.
No, here's why. That's not enough.
It isn't enough, but I'm just saying.
It's not enough. You got to wait for him to get that crow.
My point is the
You got to wait for the crow.
The whole ruse of her letting people know about it is not necessary if he's just looking in windows seeing a brooch.
He saw it and then went to her window to see if
squeak.
To see if it's close by.
And
oh, dope.
To be close
go
by.
Go get that crow.
Man.
It's not that hard, Dan.
What a foolproof plot that is. And I'm grateful Jack is willing to put, a woman, a single mother, in harm's way to maybe catch a crook. The same guy who is the thief, early in the episode, they're playing tug of war, and he says, I won that arm wrestling fair and square. And they said, yeah, by breaking Tommy's wrist. And I'm not an arm wrestling expert, but if you break somebody's wrist, you still win, right?
Unless they can pin you.
I'm confused. I break wrist and then they're going to pin me with a broken wrist?
Yeah, it could happen.
Okay, well, so they say he cheated and broke his wrist. I think that's fair game.
That is fair
game. Well, unless he pulled out the crow-crow.
Unless he did what?
Unless he nailed him with a crowbar or something.
With a crow-crow is what you said.
If it's a... if it's an in-game break, no fallacies.
No fallacies.
Then
no
it's fallacies. Good.
But if you do, let me say this: if you're pulling,
what if you,
do a chop in the back?
You can't use your other hand.
No, you can't.
And one hand, you can't do one of these.
You could do like and then and then because that would
get
be,
your wrist.
Yeah, you can't do that. Yeah,
maybe you did that.
I hate that.
And lastly, the first scene. It's very dark out, and Billy and Elizabeth are walking in the middle of the woods, and Jack just like comes up and is like, Billy's not who he says he is. How does he know where they are? Like, what's going on there? Is he just roaming around the woods looking for Elizabeth, or does he know exactly where they're going to be? Like, I'm very confused.
I think Jack seems to spend a lot of time in the woods as well.
Yeah, and a lot of time just with Elizabeth for someone who supposedly has a full-time job.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Yeah, no, that's fair. We did it?
Yeah.
No.
Hopes and valleys.
I've got a couple of things, guys, that I got to get off my chest.
Please do.
My valley is similar to last week's, but this is it for Andrew Walker. You guys, this was a character that I wanted to see lived out longer. It hurts me to my loins that
Once again, could be a full season of her in love with Billy Hamilton. We slowly find out he's a terrible person. And then at the end, it all comes to a head. But no. It's two episode Hallmark movie. That's all it is.
I would have loved it. I would have loved to see him around. My hope, though, is I have hope that, and I don't know for sure, my hope is that Elizabeth and Jack finally come out and say their feelings. Right? That Jack does. Like, clearly, Jack is into her. I was willing to spend $275 on you with your turd cake. Like, clearly that's feelings. So, he's got to come out and say it this season, right? He's got to come out and say it.
How do you think Jack dies?
Gun.
Gun?
I think it's gun.
Gunshot.
I think it's a gunshot.
In Eldrick Woods?
Oh, boy. Well, if he's in Eldrick Woods, then absolutely.
Definitely 100%. What if he's Jack the Ripper?
Oh, my gosh.
That's too much.
He's Jack the Ripper?
I mean, his name's Jack.
No.
Wouldn't put it past
him.
That's
true.
That's fair.
Panda?
Bear Trap.
Bear Trap. Yeah, that'll get you.
What about Hopes and Valleys?
Oh, yeah. No, that would be good, too. Okay, let me talk about my hope. I hope they keep the bit where Elizabeth keeps burning food going, because I'm back on board with this as an ongoing bit. I think it's a funny bit. I don't think it's a riotously funny bit, but I think it's a funny bit. Keep the bits going. I need more bits and inside scoops. You know how you like to get inside jokes the longer you watch a show? I want more of those. And I have hope that I'm going to get them. Valley, no pockets this week. And that for me has been troublesome.
Yeah. Absolutely. Dan, hopes and valleys.
My hope is that, the mine is fully back open again.
Amazing work,
so
everyone.
Maybe we get the economy back going in Coal Valley.
That'd be great news.
My valley is that even though she had the twins, I'm having a little PTSD that somehow that pregnancy is still going on. And I feel like it lasted a year and a half minimum, and I'm worried they're going to find a way to make more drama with that, and I just have no tolerance for it at all.
Yeah. No, that's fair. Guys, we did it.
We did it.
These games. My valley is not enough. It wasn't enough minor games.
Yeah.
I could have gone for more of the games.
Oh, I love the games.
Be honest with you. It's time for What's Calling My Heart. Each week we read an email from somebody who sends an email to hello@deckthehallmark.com with the subject line, What's Calling My Heart. We read that email about something that is calling that person's heart. Who do we have today, Dan?
We've got Erin Rempe. She says, hi, Bran, Dan, and Panda.
Hi, Erin.
Hey.
What's calling my heart is your podcast and this network.
Oh.
As many, many others have said, the pods have helped me get through the past year. Your friendship, laughter, bits, and interaction with fans are all remarkable, and I feel so honored to be part of the group, and I want to give back. You deserve all the success you're getting, and I'm proud to say I knew you win. Thank you, Erin Rempe.
Aww. So kind.
That sounded like a borderline ad for Bramble Jam Plus.
It really sounded like that, Aaron, but we would never do that.
So wonderful.
We would never use a segment as an excuse
to tell to you tell you could get on the Facebook group or ad free podcasting or anything like that.
We're above that.
We are above that for sure. Yeah. So kind, Aaron. Send us your what's calling my heart. Hello at deckthehallmark.com. Yeah, we might just read it. We might just read it on the air. You never know what's going to happen on this crazy show. We're back tomorrow, everybody. One more episode this week. Going to have so much fun with Christmas. Conway.
Yeah.
Very excited about that Hallmark Hall of Fame joint. We're going to get to that tomorrow for the classic Christmas Fridays here on Deck the Hallmark. Until then, may we be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast. It's produced by Brandon Gray and presented by Friendly TV. Our lovely set is decorated by Plum Home Decor. You can check them out at plumonmain.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast, go to BrambleJamPodcast.com. And to hear every Bramble Jam Podcast ad-free, go to BrambleJamPlus.com.